going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, if you have not seen Aaron Clary's recent video, "There is no return policy on feminism," you would be well to do so. It is absolutely hilarious. Now, of course, when I watched his video, I decided, you know what? Let me do a quick search and see if I can find any articles on women regretting following the feminist ideology. And gentlemen, I came across this nuclear device of an article. It is spectacular. Why? Because Terrence Popp so eloquently put it, 40 to 80 is a long time. And guess what, gentlemen? The woman who is speaking this, yeah, so many old feminists have tried to guard this secret for the longest, no matter how much they put out and say, oh yes, we're living our best lives. This woman has finally opened the floodgates. Yes, gentlemen, I hope you have a nice cold beverage as I go through this article that was published on the 19th of May. Now, being that it is a Daily Mail article, you guys know it is exceptionally long, so I'm going to break it down for time. However, it was actually published in the female section of Daily Mail, which comes as another staggering surprise. Quote unquote, "I'm single, childless, and alone. Feminism has failed me and my generation." Gentlemen, I could end the video right there. Like I said, this has been the biggest secret that old feminists refused to tell young women. This article was written by Petronella Wyatt. "Every Monday, I meet with a group of female friends in a London restaurant. We sit at a table near the window and discuss our lives. We have many things in common. We are all in our mid-50s and highly educated career women. But there is a vacuum in our lives. We are all single and childless." Oh, gentlemen, this is a delectable article. Oh, it is so damn good. The truth has finally come out. "I increasingly feel, as do many of my intimates, that feminism has failed our generation. I grew up with its beliefs. No, strike that. I was force-fed them. Now, I will give a little bit of grace. I'm capable of that. However, throughout this article, if it sounds like I'm kicking these women while they're down, you guys know I ain't shit. So yeah, I am kicking these old feminists while they're down, because trust and believe, these women left a trail of broken men in their wake. Now, guess what? The scales have been balanced. By the age of 13, Christmas presents from my women's lib aunt were books by Gloria Steinem and Simone de Beauvoir, considered the mother of modern feminism. My aunt was one of those militants who had famously disrupted the 1970 Miss World contest. My peers and I watched Mary Poppins, idolizing the determined single nanny, never noticing the occasional sadness behind her eyes, and sympathizing with suffragette Mrs. Banks while wondering why she didn't leave her dullard of a husband. Our heroine was Margaret Thatcher, who, though she would have denied it, was a feminist de facto. In one of these encounters that make life instructive, I met Lady Thatcher at my late father's house. My father was the politician Woodrow Wyatt when I was 15. She was our first woman prime minister. And after our introduction, she began to address me on the subject of life. The gist of her address would have been greeted with hosannas by every feminist of the age. In summation, a woman's career superseded by far her relations with the opposite sex. Her own union might well have been a cipher as opposed to a husband. Indeed, when the Thatchers dined with us, Dennis withdrew to the drawing room with the women. At my private school, St. Paul's, we children of Thatcher were similarly educated out of marriage and femininity. Oh, gentlemen, this woman is letting the secrets out. One of my unmarried school friends recalled, quote unquote, my teachers made me feel as if marriage was shameful. My English mistress once teased me for looking at a bridal magazine, but then she was an arch feminist who demonized men. We both recall being told, quote unquote, Paulinas do not cook, they think. This is all very well when you are young and aspire to greatness. But not all girls grow up to be executives or high court judges, something that feminism perilously forgot to tell us. Now, of course, the men of those times tried to tell these women this. However, as we all know, the sisterhood of failure cannot have any women deviating from the propaganda, from the programming. Historically, the feminist argument had its points. In the old days, when members of my sex were bound first to their fathers and then to their husbands, they led unenviable lives. If a woman had a good education, however, she could make a comfortable living and remained independent of male approbation. When the desire for marriage and children overwhelmed her, she would almost certainly lose her job. Ladies, there is a way for you to have it all. And I'm going to tell you that way when I'm done with this article. The world has now changed in a way that the early feminist would find incomprehensible. Yes, it's called reality. I sometimes think, as so do my friends, that the West has outgrown the feminist philosophy. No, it's not a philosophy. It is propaganda. And that it has become pernicious. Pretty sure I mispronounced that, but fuck it. Where, for instance, it does leave women like us, when we have reached our mid-50s and find ourselves alone. 1 in 10 British women in their 50s has never married and lives alone, which is neither pleasant nor healthy. Once again, ladies, I'm pretty sure men of your time try to warn you of this. See, we men have this little thing called foresight. We see reality for what it truly is. Unlike you women, unlike you feminists who've been sold a bill of goods and a bag of dreams. No, 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 no. My friend Sally, a lovely 55-year-old with eyes of the color of you, Danil, once said to me, quote unquote, "I constantly feel unwanted as a woman because feminism taught us that the traditional female was a stereotype invented by men to keep us down. Accordingly, I was anti-men to the point of driving them away. Now I'm paying for this." Yes, you are. And women of your ilk are also paying for this, especially over here in America. Granted, this is a UK article, but yeah, you've got old women over here using TikTok to complain, to moan, to bitch about choices that they made that men told them would eventually come to pass. Yes, ladies, you are old, you are post-wall, you are over the hill, your fertility clocks have run out, so yeah, you have nothing. Even feminism itself has abandoned you. Yes, ladies, feminism is a young, well-to-do woman's game. Once you've hit those walls, once you've hit that biological wall, once you've hit that fertility wall, guess what? You are of no more use to the feminist cause. Yep. And all you can do is be bitter and try to your best to fuck up more women. I'm glad this article was put to paper. According to a recent study by an American medical institute, loneliness is the leading cause of depression among middle-aged females. Yeah. But let them tell you, it's us men that have a loneliness epidemic. No, 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 no. See, that right there is more projecting from women. Why? Because they want men to say, "Oh, I'm lonely. I should go get a woman." However, no, we men are built for solitude if it comes to it. We're just fine with being alone. Quote unquote, "I should know, as I recently fell prey to the unforgiving maw of mental illness. Many of my single friends suffer from depression, springing from a solitary existence that would be eschewed by a race of alley cats." Crazy cat ladies. Moreover, there are the economic factors involved. It is a truism that two incomes are better than one, and many of the unattached women I know work in low to middle paid professions. See, that's something else that feminism conveniently left out. not all women are going to get the prize. A university professor, Chum, bemoans, quote unquote, as a single woman, it has been increasingly difficult to pay the bills with no assistance from a partner. No, from a man. For every JK Rowling, there are millions of women who get by on a pittance. Quote unquote. Yes, I believe in women's rights, she ruminated. But I don't believe in the militant feminism my mother grew up with. It went too far. Out of the mouths of babes. The feminism I was spoon-fed in my youth made the error of telling members of my sex to behave and think like men. This error was a grave one, and women like me are paying for it, like gamblers in a casino that has been fixed. It's time for a cultural reset. It may be too late for me and my friends. No, scratch that. It is too late for you and women like you. But feminism should not be allowed to ruin the lives of future generations as well. Gentlemen, we've been saying this for at least as long as the manosphere has been active. We saw this coming. We kept telling these women, time is not on your side. There's going to be a day you're going to have a moment of clarity. And when you have said moment of clarity, guess what? You're not going to like it. Now, for you women out there, here's a simple way for you to, quote unquote, have it all. First and foremost, get married young. I know. Oh, my God. How can you say that? Just listen. Get married young. Have children young. Stay married until your kids reach adolescence. Then if you decide, you know what, you and your husband are going to go your separate ways, at least at that point, the kids will understand everybody should be on the same page. No secrets, no surprise filings for divorce. Then guess what? At that point, have your college ready, or have whatever career field you're ready to go in. That way, once you guys start, you know, the paperwork and all that stuff, you can start sliding into said position. That way, you can separate, or you can stay married, whatever happens. But then, at that point, you've already had your children, you've had the marriage. Then, at that point, you can go ahead and say, you know what? I'm in my late 30s, have my kids. I'm going to go ahead and go the career path now. Everybody should be able to win. But oh, no, 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 no. That's not how it works. You feminists out there, you really, really are suffering, but you still want to put on a bold face no matter what. And guess what? You're completely and totally free to do so. However, I'm going to close with this quote from one pinhead. Welcome to the worst nightmare of all, reality. And guess what? This article has proven now that the environment has thoroughly changed. Now, the smoke and mirrors can no longer be upheld. The illusion can no longer be upheld. Yeah, reality has come and it is kicking women's asses. And yeah, they know they can't go back. And guess what, ladies? The trail of broken men that you left in your wake, yeah, those men have come back as proverbial zombies. And now, guess what? You got to deal with it. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you old feminists out there, you old over-the-hill post-wall battle axes, you've now experienced it. The social power you had has gone out. Feminism itself has abandoned you. Guess what? These are now the reality of the choices that you made. Yeah, there comes a point where you can say, yes, I was ignorant. However, in the new digital age, the new digital environment, there is no grace, because all the information to show that is a bad choice is thoroughly and readily available. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.